You don't even need rain around here to have a big traffic mess. We've seen that especially this spring. We had the overturned fish truck. We had the semi-truck full of honeybees, all reminding us that an incident happens one place and it can bring roads to a standstill in many other spots. Well, now state lawmakers are set to authorize billions of dollars in spending on roads. But can we build our way out of our city of choke points and bottlenecks? KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
It's 5 o'clock on a weekday. I'm driving south on I-405. I survived Bellevue. I've gotten past the bottleneck at I-90. And now here I am in the Renton S-curves, and it's wall-to-wall. This is just a normal day, moving from bottleneck to choke point. And it's true on I-5 south toward the Ship Canal and I-5 north into Seattle's downtown. That one is Tom Pearson's number one choke point when he drives in from Tacoma for a meeting downtown.
I mean, I came here for a 9:30 meeting. I left at 7:30. I didn't know if it was going to take me 45 minutes or I knew it wasn't going to take me 45 minutes, but it took me an hour and a half.
Pearson was in Seattle because of the traffic. He's head of the Tacoma and Pierce Chamber, and he went to plead with legislators for a transportation package. It's billions of dollars worth of spending concentrated in the Seattle area, but it's not expected to help with congestion.
An awful lot of the roadway money is required simply to repair the stuff that we've already built.
This is Mark Hallenbeck, director of the Washington State Transportation Center. He says it's catch-up money for the decades we spent putting off maintenance on our roads.
And that's coming back to bite us.
To get a congestion, there has to actually be widening of roads, more capacity for more cars. Which is not going to happen, because even if we were made of money, which we are not, we are short of something else.
And there's not physical space to widen those roads.
And it turns out the state is resigned to this. The congestion on our roads is not expected to get much better. Washington's Transportation Department has a roadmap that indicates it expects urban highways to be congested with stops and starts and sudden changes in speed. It's the state standard. And the standard is even lower for non-freeways, where people creep along at even slower speeds. Several roads on the map stick out for their poor performance. Highway 599 in Tukwila, Montlake, which I'm stuck trying to get to now, and its slow-moving cousin, Sandpoint Way, and almost anywhere along Highway 99. There are a few glimmers of hope, like I-405. The state hasn't given up on it yet, and it's expected the transportation package will set funds aside to build extra lanes and more capacity. But Hallenbeck says this is no cause for excitement.
Yes, you can fix some bottlenecks, but the reality is when you fix those bottlenecks, you're going to quickly find the next bottleneck.
And with the Puget Sound Regional Council expecting the region to grow by 1 million people in the next 25 years.
It's going to get way worse. So if you don't do anything, life will suck big time. And when you continue to add people, if there isn't a place for them to go, then the congestion on what roads we do have is going to get way worse.
So the present is congestion, the future is more congestion, and there is a school of thought that says hooray.
I think congestion is good.
This is Gil Peñalosa, a former parks commissioner who is leading a campaign for more livable cities.
There is no city in the world the size of Seattle that has all the issue of mobility through the private car. None.
Peñalosa says where there is congestion, people are willing to change. They move closer to their jobs, they walk or bike, which is already happening. But congestion is the accelerant.
And when there is congestion, people are willing to pay taxes to improve congestion.
We may see if that's true, if a vote on expanding light rail proceeds next year. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.